This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Sonmarg Tunnel project in Jammu and Kashmir today. This tunnel will provide all-weather connectivity between Srinagar and Sonmarg en route to Leh. During the visit, the Prime Minister will also meet the construction workers and acknowledge their contribution to this engineering feat. The Sonmarg Tunnel project, around 12 kilometres long, has been constructed at a cost of over 2,700 crore rupees. It comprises the Sonmarg main tunnel, an egress tunnel and approach roads. The tunnel will ensure safer and uninterrupted access to the strategically critical Ladakh region by bypassing landslide and avalanche-prone routes. It will also promote tourism by transforming Sonmarg into a year-round destination, boosting winter tourism, adventure sports and local livelihoods. It will also boost vehicle speed from 30 km per hour to 70 km per hour, ensuring seamless connectivity between Srinagar Valley and Ladakh. This enhanced connectivity will boost defence logistics, drive economic growth and promote socio-cultural integration across Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh. And now news from Mahakumbh. The world's largest spiritual and cultural gathering, Mahakumbh, began today in Prayagraj with Amrit Snan on the occasion of Paush Purnima. Millions of devotees, pilgrims and visitors are taking holy dip at various ghats of Triveni Sangam, the confluence of River Ganga, Yamuna and Saraswati. The grand event will continue till Mahashivratri on 26 February. A rare celestial alignment that occurs only once in 144 years adds to the speciality of Mahakumbh this year. Yesterday, nearly 50 lakh devotees took a dip at the Triveni Sangam. Besides the ritual bath, millions of devotees will also observe the ancient tradition of Kalpvas at the Sangam. According to ancient beliefs, devotees will observe Kalpvas for 1 month till Magh Purnima, strictly adhering to the prescribed rituals. Special arrangements have been made to ensure a smooth and spiritual experience for devotees during this sacred observance. Government has left no stone unturned to ensure the event is safe, secure and memorable. A 7-layer security is in place for Mahakumbh. The festival of harvest, Lohri, will be celebrated today in North India, especially in Punjab, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Delhi, Jammu and Chandigarh. Lohri marks the end of the long nights of winter and welcomes the longer days of summer as the sun begins its journey to the northern hemisphere. Lohri is celebrated very enthusiastically and zestfully, accompanied by many customs and traditions. The most prevalent tradition associated with Lohri is the ritual of lighting bonfires, symbolizing the obliterating forces of evil with good fortune arriving. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar have extended their greetings on the occasion of Lohri. They also extended their greetings for the upcoming Makar Sankranti, Pongal and Magh Bihu festivals, which will be celebrated on the 14th of this month. BJP has announced its candidate from Mustafabad constituency in the upcoming Delhi Assembly elections. The party has fielded the Delhi BJP MLA Mohan Singh Bisht from the seat. Yesterday, the party released its second list of 29 candidates. Out of the total 70 assembly seats, BJP has so far announced candidates for 58 seats. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will embark on a 2-day official visit to Spain today. This will be his first visit to Spain as External Affairs Minister. During the visit, Dr. Jaishankar will meet the leadership of Spain and hold discussions with his Spanish counterpart, Manuel Alberes, on the entire gamut of bilateral relations as well as regional and global matters of mutual interest. The Khokho World Cup 2025 will begin at the Indira Gandhi Indoor Stadium in New Delhi today. This inaugural edition, backed by the Indian Olympic Association, will feature 20 men's and 19 women's teams. And that is the end of this news bulletin.